Meeting houses occupied central locations in early New England towns. In the 1830s, many local families came together here on Sundays for worship services, called meetings. These services might last hours, with prayer, singing, scripture reading, and a long sermon. Voters also gathered here periodically for town meetings and elections. Almost all adult tax-paying men could vote and serve in scores of unpaid town offices. Community members also sometimes attended concerts, lectures, civic celebrations, and other social gatherings here. This particular meeting house was built in 1832 in the center of the town of Sturbridge, Massachusetts, about a mile east of here. In 1838, it was sawn in half and moved to the village of Fiskdale, about a mile west of here. Finally, in 1947, after many years of disuse, Old Sturbridge Village acquired it, disassembled it, and moved it to this location. This building is built in what was called the Greek style in the 1800s. Early New Englanders had a great admiration for the culture and architecture of classical Greece. This was one of the most popular architectural styles in the early 19th century America. The large windows, front-facing gable roof, massive Doric columns, and white walls show how it is an imitation of a Greek temple. It is topped by a square tower with a clock and bell, and ends in a tall, skyward-pointing steeple. The enclosed pews where worshippers sat were owned by individual families, who furnished them with cushions, footrests, armrests, carpets, and other items to suit their own comfort, taste, and means. Many early meeting houses were not heated, so walls and doors on the pews helped to block drafts. Most rural New England meeting houses did not have pipe organs, although some did. Our elegant mahogany pipe organ was probably built by Henry Pratt of Winchester, New Hampshire, about 1810.